It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Senator John McCain and some Republican colleagues in the Senate have announced new cybersecurity legislation. Now, there are a couple of ways you could take this news. One, just some stuff happening in Washington.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
The other way you could see it is as an attempt to prevent a devastating attack on America. Talking about the power grid collapsing, problems with air traffic control, dams, the water supply. All those controls are hooked up to computers and could be vulnerable to attack. McCain's bill, called the Secure IT Act, is a Republican response to a bill introduced by Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut a few weeks ago. Tony Rahm is with Politico.
And the bill put forward by Senator Lieberman, the Department of Homeland Security would work with so-called critical infrastructure, power plants, and water systems to come up with performance requirements, a set of benchmarks that they'd have to meet to show that they were securing their networks against a cyber attack. The GOP bill, by contrast, doesn't do anything of the sort. It just mostly focuses on information sharing. Companies would be sharing information about cyber threats voluntarily with the federal government.
So essentially, under McCain's bill, the Department of Homeland Security does not have the power to regulate how companies handle network security. Under Lieberman's bill, Homeland Security does have that power. President Obama has said he wants to sign legislation to improve online security. The challenge is that threats to security could take several forms. There are attacks where a hacker is trying to disrupt systems and launch the cyber equivalent of a bomb. There's plain old theft, and then there's spying. Alan Friedman is with the Brookings Institution.
Where foreign parties and foreign companies and foreign governments are raiding American companies and government agencies, stealing valuable data, not just for strategic purposes, but to actively compete with American companies and try to gain an innovative advantage.
Friedman says good legislation needs to address all of that and clearly spell out how to respond in a crisis.
Where things get into a little bit of a morass is who exactly is going to be in charge. And how do we get the information that we need to solve this problem in real time?
And as if all these challenges weren't enough, here's another: setting up a system where we can train smart people to head off threats before they hit.
If we are, in fact, facing real risks, we're going to need to invest. And the challenge that I don't see from either bill is really setting up a set of incentives to drive investment.
Alan Friedman from Brookings. You can find us online. We're at marketplacetech.org. While you're there, why don't you sign up for our daily memo? Everything you need to know about the world of technology, written up by us and sent straight to your inbox every morning. Look, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. Some people need your help finding space aliens. The SETI Institute, that stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, is feeding images online from the high-powered Allen Telescope Array. They'll assign you a small section of stars and stuff. Then it's your job to look for anomalies and report in. Hopefully, you'll find the nice kind of alien.
E.T. Phone home.
And not some kind of scary alien like General Zod from Superman 2.
Kneel before Zod!
The site is live at SETI, S-E-T-I, live.org. Will you actually find alien life? Probably not. But you don't know unless you look.
I'll be right here.
Ah, that warms my heart light. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.